I'm with Jim Johnson for the latest version of the Lost Tapes. Bit of context around this one. Obviously, this is the first one that we've done with a supporter of an opposite team. We're on
Oh
the cusp of another Arsenal Liverpool game, Jim. It feels like about the 10th this season. So I thought it'd be good to get you on.
Well, it's 10 too many for me, Dan. It's just, I don't think my little heart can take it any more of that. You know, it's just, I mean, they're great games, aren't they? You know, there's...
I put this on the agenda, actually, as a question. So I think I'll launch into it now. Like, what does Anfield bring up for you as an Arsenal fan when those games are happening?
So, obviously, being a Mersey Gooner, right? I'm an Arsenal fan all my life, but I've also lived all my life on Merseyside, right? I was born on the Wirral. I'm, you know, to all intents and purposes, part of the tribe. I'm just not of the tribe, if you know what I mean. And so. Like, and because I'm a man of a certain vintage, I can remember just getting chastenings at the hands of those 80s and 90s, early 90s Liverpool teams. And then, of course, when George Graham took over and things started changing for Arsenal, you know, in the transition that things started to start changing for Liverpool at the same time, one of the things that I always felt was that we could get something at Anfield. So after those early, early years when Anfield just felt like an impenetrable place to go and get a game, obviously 1989 is the first title I can remember winning. I was 18 at the time, and I was very much in the, you know, that very much that fever pitch idea of, yeah, we can go and we can get something, because, you know, if hope's all you've got left, then hope's all you're going to live with. So, but I think that actually Anfield being Anfield, to win that game felt like, yeah, you could go again. And I do remember 2 years later, you're probably too young to remember this yourself, Dan, but when Kenny, I mean, it's kind of, the timing of this is quite interesting, really, because when Kenny, obviously what's happened with Klopp, when Kenny resigned, right, I think Arsenal were the first visitors to Anfield after that, right? Now, I could be wrong about that, and you'd have to check the record books, but that's certainly my memory is that we came very, very soon after. And at the time, Liverpool and Arsenal were still neck and neck in that particular title race, 1991, right? And we just had a feeling like we weren't going to get beat that day, and Liverpool just felt, I think Liverpool played David Speedy up front. It was that kind of Frankenstein's monster squad that Graham Souness began to, you know, the very first vestiges of that. And we played really well. We only won 1-0, but we played really, really well. And I just felt then there was something else.